this is our best way to provide something with some square footage that people can actually use, that a family can actually live in, and provide them something that is much more cost effective and is much quicker to get from A to B.
Welcome to the System Build Lifestyle, a special Art of Construction series dedicated to the growing world of off-site construction. Host Devin Tilley, owner of Mountain View Window and Door and founder of the Art of Construction, alongside Audrey Kubesek of Modular SureSite and Connect Home Builders, take listeners on a deep dive through this fascinating subject. Off-site construction techniques are changing the industry. Keep following the System Build Lifestyle series so you don't get left behind.
All right, Audrey, got to talk to the boots on the ground who's going to help build this thing, right?
Yes.
So today we have Greg Crom, who is the president owner of 303 Development, who is going to talk about how we're going to build this thing, right?
Absolutely. And the great thing about him is he has always been an on-site builder, and now he is converting over to off-site, which, again, is always interesting.
All right. What's your favorite beverage?
Beer.
Beer. I love it. Us in Colorado have a lot of good options.
Are you like an IPA guy, or what are you?
I like IPAs, okay, for sure. I like amber beers. But actually, my go-tos are probably whiskey or tequila.
Oh, there you go.
If we're talking alcohol.
Whiskey's my thing. What's one that comes to mind?
My new favorite is Jefferson's.
Jefferson's?
Is that the one with the little horse that's on the cap? Isn't there one that has these little ornaments that...
Yeah, that's the one you collect them all.
Yeah, that's
something.
A really special one. Yeah. I know it's expensive. I'm not a whiskey drinker.
I've heard of that one, but...
It's fantastic. Very smooth. All right.
It's on the list. All right.
Happy holidays.
I got another whiskey guy. Love it. Tell us about the favorite place you've traveled.
Ireland.
All right.
I went there for a wedding 20 years ago for my best friend from college, got married to an Irish woman. He did not have any family here locally. He was adopted, and long story with him, but there were 9 of us that flew over. We did a whole trip over there. It was absolutely amazing.
I did the same thing with my best buddies in Scotland, wore the full kilts, and it was stayed in a castle. It was awesome.
Wow.
The memories from that trip. So yeah,
we stayed in the castle for the wedding, and my room was on a 20 degree angle because it was built in the 1700s, and we wore the full, full-on suits, not the kilts, but the full-on tuxedos, the morning coats, and it was a lot of fun.
That's cool.
Yeah, we golfed at the famous golf course there, and it was first time I'd ever had a caddy, because that's just how they do the links style, and so we did this whole thing, and it was this, he was the local pro, and he made putters on the side. This guy was just incredible, and I'm like, so we're walking down the third hole, and I'm like, so beer... I said, so what do you like to drink? You're like, oh, beer. I'm like, what's your favorite beer? Oh, fucking Bud Light. And I'm like, oh, come all the way to Scotland and we do this whole thing to hear Bud Light on.
That's crazy.
So it's those memories, right? Yeah. About
absolutely.
Those trips. So
absolutely.
Give us one story from your trip over there to Ireland.
We played golf at a club called the Royal Troon, and it was absolutely incredible. The whole concept of the course was, it was where the Druids had worshipped back in the day. So when we played golf, the most beautiful hole was an elevated par 3. And it didn't look like much when you teed off, but we teed off down to the bottom. And when you got down to the bottom and you looked back, it was a complete Celtic cross that was built into the hill from the old amphitheater. So we also played golf with a couple of the bride's uncles, as well as the priest. And the priest was hysterical. And he was a younger guy. So we were telling all kinds of jokes and stories that were completely inappropriate. But he was having a blast along with it. And he was drinking beer with us and having a good time. So awesome. That was probably the most famous. And I think I said the course wrong. It was called Druid's Glen was the name of the golf course.
Awesome. Ours was Royal Dornoch. And it's all those golf courses. So awesome. Tell us your favorite hobby or interest outside of the construction arena.
We're an outdoors family. So we love to be outdoors, whether it's camping, fishing, skiing, we're outside as much as possible. Hiking, that's definitely what our family does. We're very sports driven too. I have 2 boys. My oldest boy plays college lacrosse. My youngest plays lacrosse and baseball. I played college and minor league baseball. So sports are definitely big, and I still play hockey, which I'll be headed from here to go play hockey tonight.
So. Nice, nice.
Wow.
Awesome. Well, we got to know a little bit about Craig Crom. Tell us what you do with 303 Development and your story.
So I am the president of 303 Development, the owner as well. We started about 5 years ago building mainly custom homes is kind of where I fell into. But I've done, I carry a commercial license. So during that time of getting started, we did some customs. We were working on some multifamily, which we've been doing quite a few of, the row house, where there's, you know, individual homes that are built with six or seven together. So they're like the townhome kind of condo model, but they just stack on top. Within that, we started doing some commercial. We've got some tenant finish projects, as well as branching out into the remodel world. So our company has kind of four or five different buckets where we're doing a lot of different things. So our greatest flexibility is that we are flexible. Our biggest downfall is that we are flexible. We're not really niched in anything, but what we do better than anybody, if we're gonna call it a niche, would be to service the clients. So most of everything that we build is for a client, whether it's an investor, whether it's a homeowner, whether it's a remodel project, whether it's a fix and flipper, whether it's a business owner, we work solely for the client.
So Audrey, it sounds like an on-site builder doing a lot of different things on site. Why do we have Greg into Studio SBL here?
So Greg and I met each other several months ago, and I came into his office and had a discussion about off-site building. And it was very interesting because Greg is very, very open-minded and always looking to progress his business. And we were both talking about the progression of how building is going and on-site building and trade markets in that particular realm of business. And we both saw that it's just getting harder and harder to find people. It's harder and harder to find places to build on different locations and get things done in a timely manner. So the discussion I had with him, being that he was an on-site builder, that what did he feel about system lifestyles and system builds, and he immediately gravitated towards it. And so we actually collectively work together. Greg is a consultant on my team at Modular SureSite, and he also helps provide insight to the traditional style and construction of building.
Awesome. And in our sister podcast, The Art of Construction, we talk about a lot of, you know, be really good at a few things, have a really good plan, bring consultants in, but you're only either growing or dying, right? So you have to be trying and be open to new ideas and thoughts. Tell me how the kind of evolution went with you kind of taking over as this new building, this SBL revolution of talking about offsite and working with Modular SureSite to put together a system build house.
Well, the initial conversation in when I met Audrey, her passion just came flying out. So there was no question that she was all in on the endeavor. And with the struggles that we're having in the Denver market, with the labor force, the shortage of materials, the problems with building departments, the problems with Xcel Energies or, you know, your power providers, anything that we could look to do to possibly change that dynamic, we're always dealing with weather. We're always dealing with the neighboring properties, and you spend so much time preparing for any on-site build as well as the build itself. You're looking at somewhere between a year in that stage of architecture to build and another year to warranty it. So it's a 2-year process versus the modular type of build where we could have something done and ready to be lived in less than 4 to 5 months. And so it takes a ton of time off of the schedule. Plus, it's a way to look at something that's very strategic, and it's all about the pre-planning, which we've gotten really, as 303, got really excited about is the process and looking at how we make that process as simple as possible, because you're constantly taking a two-dimensional drawing and making it 3D. So there's bound to be some hiccups that you go through along the way. So anything that we can do to take out that variable time, variable weather, variable issues was a fantastic thought in my mind of how we could grow a business and really serve a need. The other aspect of it is affordability. And as you know, in the Denver market, the affordability has just gone through the roof. We don't have enough projects that are affordable. Denver, for instance, the building department now taxes us on pulling a building permit so that they can try to figure out affordable housing. but there is no real option, especially anything that's up and down the I-25 corridor. So this is our best way to provide something with some square footage that people can actually use, that a family can actually live in, and provide them something that is much more cost effective and is much quicker to get from A to B.
Yeah, and we don't want to say we've done this and it's tried and true. We're learning this together, especially here, Devin, as the Art of Construction, having Audrey as a guest on the Art of Construction podcast. She really turned my thought process of the whole on-site versus off-site. And why I bring that up is to say I'm the first to raise my hand and to say I had no interest in modular, but shame on me for not really doing that research. And once I kind of back to the passion of Audrey, our passions aligned, I'm like, all right, I want to look into this. That's now turned into our own podcast, working this out together. We're not here saying we're the master modular that have done 1,000 modular homes. I think we are coming from a joint vision to say, how can we fuel this and bring us all together? Not trying to say fake it till we make it. We've done a lot of work for custom home builders, been a custom home builder, and recognizing that we have to make a change here.
It's all about having another option, right?
Right.
I mean, I think that we all forget that there are other options out there. And even in the modular world, the thing that I think is so interesting about it is when you buy an existing property and you move in, you're there, right? Nothing changes. But in the modular world, it's almost like a custom home because you're still making every selection to go into that house. Plus, you also have a line item of things, so you know exactly what that price point is when you're walking out of that door of the builder and you've made that selection for the modular. To Greg's conversation, he is so right that we have been talking about affordability. In the marketplace of Denver right now, an affordable home is about $500,000 for about 1,200 square feet, somewhere around there, right?
Correct.
So you start looking at that and it's like, how? How where do I go? How do I do it? Now there's an option, right? There's an option to one, select a home, select a builder. There's a whole bunch of different plans. And the other thing that I think is really cool too is that we are entering into different types of areas. We have different counties that we're in. We have different cities that we're in. We have different opportunities to kind of grow our education in how the whole process works and to also carry people through that process to make it a little bit more simple and, you know, easier.
And at the end of the day, it's all about compromises. Two things we don't have enough of, time and money.
Yes.
So you're saying you're working with developers for the whole row home, and there's a lot of people that are against the row home thing because of the aesthetics of taking that 500,000, 1,200 square foot home and making it into however many row homes you can fit. But let's call a spade here. It's logistics to actually make it work, right, for all parties. So you have to make compromises to where maybe you have to drive a little bit further, but maybe by bridging the gap with a system-built home, you might be able to make it work.
Yes.
And that's what the whole thing, I think we're all trying to do here, our day in, day out here in Colorado. It's like, I was just doing a workshop in California a few weeks ago. We have nothing traffic, how we complain about traffic. Yes, I-25 in certain places.
Sure.
But we are not, it's nothing like California.
No.
But
not
I think
yet.
We're all fearful that's where it's going. So how do we look in that and work smarter, not harder? What would be your take on that, Greg?
Well, the traditional build is focused in Denver on the inner city of Denver. And now that you have these options on the modular, is getting out a little bit outside of Denver where there is a little bit more space, where there is some option to have some land, and you can do a lot more things with the modular piece at a much lower price point in specific areas. Now, I'd love to see it come into Denver. That's one of the challenges I put into Audrey, is I'd love to see it in the inner city because, again, we can control a lot of the cost. But we deal with several problems in the inner city pieces that this modular piece can take out in those rural areas. Most of the spots that we are currently either working on projects or a part of some sort of that project is areas that are on acreage ground and they're far out of the cities. So this is very difficult to get any manpower to those spots. It's very difficult to get the weather to cooperate, especially when you're up in the more of the mountain towns. So this gives us another option, another avenue to be able to provide that type of housing that is really needed. The row house doesn't serve a family of three or four. It only serves somebody who's either single or newly married for the most part that isn't starting a family, because there's just no space. We're not like New York where that's kind of what you did. It was okay to raise a family in a two-bedroom apartment and have five people and no greenery anywhere. That's kind of what you were used to. Colorado's not that way. We're here. We want, everybody wants their individual space, and they want that opportunity to grow a family.
And everybody, it's all about lifestyle, right? It's about living. It's about breathing. It's about going out. It's about hiking. The great perspective of what Greg brings to building in this actual realm is his understanding of the construction and the custom side and all of those particulars. For example, we had a client that received plans from the builder for a structural floor. And Greg's like, you know, Audrey, there's a better way. There's a, you know, I've done this. I've done it in five different homes. Why don't we talk to the builder and say, hey, can we redesign this? This might be the opportunity. So we're almost collaborating and changing that whole perspective too, just on the build side.
Absolutely. There's enough parts and pieces with the modular build that still require that on-site. You got to get the foundation. You got to get the utilities. You have to have all those pieces to be able to complete the project. So to have my background where I've got this on-site and I've been doing this for over 20 years now, is it really cycles in well with how the build goes, because there's going to need to be that on-site piece, and we can provide that and make sure that we go with the traditional kind of building methods to make sure that the foundation is strong, because that's the first part of the house that's important, right? You've got to build with a good foundation.
And knowing when and where to use different things, like
yes,
a modular or a system build may not be the right option for the row home because you got a 5-foot setback and you can't get a crane and you can't get the house to it in a dense. So it's knowing to have that person. Us as contractors and architects and designers all working together, it's all collaborating as a team to say, this is the best system for this lifestyle in this application, and knowing the lay of the land, if you will, right?
Absolutely. And another fantastic part of it is when we build a traditional stick-built type house, I've got somewhere between 40 to 150 different companies that are going to be involved in that build. When we're doing a modular piece, we have maybe 3 to 4. So it dramatically decreases the amount of phone calls, logistics, emails, all the different parts and pieces to coordinate that many people on site. Now we're able to take it to where we only have to coordinate a few. So that's a huge benefit to not only us as the general contractor, but as the homeowner. That's less people you have to worry about that are being on your site, being safe, being careful, going through all the different parts and pieces, keeping your piece of property safe, keeping it clean. I mean, and that's a huge piece. We don't have to explain as many things to people, right? Yeah. We've got one big piece that's coming out, and we just got to handle a small portion of the rest of it.
And it's about creating the process, right? I mean, I think that's where Greg has elevated his business. He has a process for everything, right? And that's what we're trying to change. We're trying to change the process and being able to be more inclusive as to getting things done in a timely manner.
And as I've built an amazing process and team, to toot my horn, is that I'm thinking the timeline of this one be right around the 100th episode of the AOC.
Yeah, crazy.
And to have sitting down and have a fireside chat with 100 people to learn their story, I've heard a lot of really cool stories.
I would imagine.
And when I hear a lot of really cool stories, I learn so much. And if there's one thing, is sometimes you have to just have a really good system get out of the way. And why I say that is that modular or system build things can take a lot of the guesswork or people making decisions. I think back of an interview, I don't know who it was, but they said an average homeowner has to make 860 decisions on a custom home.
Wow.
And
that's
by incredible. The end of it, almost every episode we're talking about how stressful it is. And our whole goal is to try to not make it stressful, to make it
this enjoyable,
exciting,
right?
Thing that's mm-hmm. one of the biggest decisions that you're going to make in your life. Well, that one decision is very exciting, but after 860 later, just like you want to
you're
be
exhausted.
Done with it.
Yeah.
There's fatigue. We deal with the fatigue factor quite a bit. And my first ever boss told me, to echo kind of what you were saying, there's 100,000 decisions that go into building a house. If you get 99% of them right, you still screwed up 1,000 different parts and pieces. That's a lot of mistakes that have to be overcome. Mm-hmm. So if we can eliminate some of those decisions that have to be made, as right. you said, which I think is right on par, we can build a better product.
So that's what we're setting up here, Tribe. We're taking all these great resources from the Art of Construction, which is truly the top, and we're friends with everybody, and hopefully overnight we'll be the next Uber because we've just had enough with the crusty cab driver. But the SBL is that wheelhouse or the systems from within to say, how do we work smarter, not harder, and say, we just did the episode with the lender and saying, you know, a construction to perm loan, you got to, as me, the day-to-day life, my window and door, it's like that's just one of those paperwork nightmares that we work through to work with the manufacturer and liens and pre-liens and payments and who collects all that. With a system build house, the whole thing just comes and it's one deal. So those Correct. Are things that like really time and money to help manage and systemize all this stuff. So I'm all eyes wide open and I'm listening to take all these things from the Art of Construction and segment them to things like augmented reality. I said augmented reality, not virtual reality, because we're way out there saying, how can we blend and see through the virtual to what's really there? There's so many cool things and guests that we have set up and things we're going to be talking about, but it all starts where the rubber meets the road, right? It's us all sitting here in Studio SBL at this table to say, let's try something new. And that's getting over the fear. And if once you get over that, it just fuels. So we love to, thanks for being kind of stepping up to the plate, Greg, and saying, hey, I'm going to run these modular SureSite projects and we'll have all kinds of cool stories. And there'll be custom web pages for each show where we hopefully can look back and say, here's what we talked about. Here's the project we did.
And this is how we grew, as a
place to grow together. Because I think we're all fearful of it. I was.
Right. Greg, where do you think the future's going? Where do you anticipate, being that you've been in building for so long? Why is this attractive? What fuels it for you?
Well, I certainly know that in every building cycle, there's a runway. And that runway will at some point run out of space. And I've seen that now two or three times in the Denver market, knowing that we are still in a very, very viable market, but knowing that at some point that's going to change. And one of the things that we've always done at 303 is stay diversified. We haven't niched in. We haven't just said we're going to only do this type of building, because I've seen that all come crumbling down before. Mm-hmm. And the only way to control your destiny here is to have multiple options. Because as one picks up, the other one is going to start to deteriorate. And you got to make sure you have the ability to shift your focus and shift that road. Because if you don't know what road to take, any road will do, is kind of the old adage. So I need to know what road I'm going to take and watch which direction it's going so that I can be ahead of the curve before the market makes an adjustment. And that's where I think we're at now, is we're looking at the fact that there are some adjustments that are going to happen, whether it's this year, next year, the year after. Nobody seems to be able to target, but we know it's somewhere in the next few years. So I've got to make sure, as an owner of my company, because I've got a lot of mouths to feed, that I've got a ability to shift as the market shifts. And so for us, staying diversified, and this modular piece is just another diversification so that we're available when that market does shift.
Either you're a leader or you're a follower, and we want to be leaders here.
Absolutely.
To drive whatever the next thing is. And how do you figure that out? You talk about it. So that's what we do here on SBL, is we're going to be talking about it. That's what this is all about. Thanks for coming in where the rubber meets the road and saying, let's give it a try. As a learning organization, if there's one thing you want the listening audience to hear to help them grow their business, what is that one thing for them to take away today, Greg?
It's funny that you asked that. I just ran across a quote that I've started to instill into my company. We're very process driven. So our quote of the month has been, love the process and the process will love you. So I think for any business, it's all about consistency, having that process, and trying to take as much of the guesswork out as possible. So we're all about duplicating the same processes over and over again to make them better each time, and hopefully have that roadmap to follow.
Awesome. Well, I love that, and I love the process and where we're going with this. The sky's the limit, right?
Right, absolutely. And you know what? Maybe the next conversation you have with your custom home builder that's an on-site builder is talk about off-site and what options are available.
Consider off-site. I can't wait to fast forward a few years as we make these shows global and timeless, but still set it up to say, when you don't know, you don't know. And we'll have these show notes and this conversation to go back to and say, Remember when we talked about how we're going to go out and do this thing?
Absolutely. It's crazy, isn't it? It's all about progression. Moving forward, it's all about the lifestyle.
So this guy is all about it, and this lifestyle is something that we are honored to be part of, and it's cool to have Greg as part of the tribe.